Today's segment of the McGirt Show is sponsored in part by Credit Repair Education Services, celebrating 17 years of restoring, renewing, and rebuilding consumers' credits all over the nation. Check them out today at facebook.com/groups/HG Law. You can call them at 910-813-8525. They have a brand new email address, chrisservices@outlook.com. To be able to reach them by way of email, you can check them out on youtube.com/TheMcGirt, T-H-E-M-C-G-I-R-T. They're rated A-plus by the consumer advocacy groups as well as the Better Business Bureau of helping people understand their rights under the Fair Credit Reporting Act and rebuilding and renewing their credit bureaus and help them get a brand new future. Check them out today all over social media as well as on youtube.com/TheMcGirt.
This is Bob McGirt, host of the McGirt Show, Global Media, blogtalkradio.com/TheMcGirt, youtube.com/TheMcGirt, LinkedIn, Bobby Darin McGirt, Facebook, Bobby Darin McGirt. We're so happy to have with us today Mr. Roger Cool, who is a substance abuse counselor of Trenton, North Carolina, be on the show today. And Mr. Crowe, we want to welcome you to the show. We want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. You can catch us each week at Erica 619-924-0898. You can email us at the McGirt Show at Outlook.com. We're all over the place, and we thank everyone for being a part. And again, Mr. Roger Cool, we welcome you to the McGirt Show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So grateful to have you. Kind of share with the listeners a little brief introductory of who you are, where you grew up, and give us some background about who you are. Who's the man, Mr. Roger Cool?
Small with my peers, small to be with the Mm-hmm. I played a lot of sports back then, so mm-hmm. I was popular, but it was at the time that the Holy God told me that kind of thing, you know, that I kind of fucked up because I was older than I was.
Mm-hmm.
But it clicked that out then, that, oh, we all decided to just start drinking a little bit, just experimental with marijuana. Things of that nature, and that's how I got you to speak.
And when you see the cannabis, like, you know, you see how it has robbed so many young people of their lives and so many adults of their lives, I think it's amazing that you have committed to helping people who fall victim to that same addiction. And give us an insight on what are some of the cases that you often see in your line of work at the time, because I know it's a big category range. What are some of the cases that you or situations you've actually witnessed through counseling people?
You see people that come in, and they really want to change. They see they have a problem, but the addiction is greater than the cause.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know the way out. They don't know how to get up. As long as the addiction takes over, you will be able to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Slash drugs and everything, you know, crack and shit. And it's torn up. And it's when you started it back in 88, when it first came out, 18, like a block. Now the thing you see is, you know, it's just opioid.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is, when it was to help, it being really, when you crack towards someone's opinion back in the day, you see girls come in, they have paid up kind of thing for the drug.
Mm-hmm.
You see people come in with alcohol problems. Some come in for sports. The probation of the court still in the community in which they don't excuse. You can tell the ones that really want help. You can tell the ones that's just going through the hole.
Mm-hmm. That's so true. In your opinion, what do you feel is the reason why you see people every day that, you know, like, we see it on the news, it has destroyed celebrities. It has ruined their career from drugs to alcohol. But then there, people will turn right around, even our young people. Let's say the people who graduated this year from school, they've already had a DUI. They're not even 30 years old. Why do you feel like, in your opinion, no matter how we've seen the statistics, we've seen the sad cases, we've seen the tragedies, we've lost loved ones due to it, people have been killed in car accidents, people will still go right out there and try it like it's the hottest thing in the world. In your opinion, why do you feel that's the case?
Invincible.
Okay.
Young people are invincible.
Yes.
They say it won't happen to me. They get that factor. It won't happen to me. They just speak or they can't handle it. Or
you think you can't die.
So when you're young, you feel like you're invincible. I'm young, I can do it, I can handle it. All these things and things of that nature.
That's a good way to look at it. And that's so true. So, because you listen to some of them, they say it in their response, you see it in their attitude, and they don't realize, you know, we're all here on borrowed time. I mean, nobody's invincible, and that's so true because they can see it. You know, we look at these celebrities who had it all. They have everything, fame, fortune, you name it. And next thing you know, they're dead of a drug overdose. They're dead of a tragic car accident, and that should be, you would think that would be the worst for us, and sometimes we lose loved ones, and they go right out to a party or whatever the case may be, and get drunk or get high. And I'm glad you brought it out. A lot of young people, they think they're invincible. A lot of adults feel like they're invincible.
Yeah, because most times you also see people mask pain. They're trying to hide some pain they have from their young molestation. Their upbringing was all wrong. You know, we lost several
wrong.
So you got to take that into practice. You know, they tried to land some kind of hurt pain. And so the drug, the alcohol, gives them a sense of sensation.
That's so true. That is so true. If there was a message that you, as the adult Mr. Roger Cool, would have gave the teenage or younger Mr. Roger Cool, what would it be? What would you say to the young man growing up as opposed to the guy you are now? What would you say to the young, if you could go back and talk, call him up and call the 22 or the 18-year-old or 19-year-old Roger Cool, what would you say?
Stay home.
Mm-hmm.
Become a consider all your focus in your God. So if I eat all the stuff that might go ahead and quit your mic. Being young, you just want to be a part of something. You want to be in the ground. Be with the crowd. And I would tell that young man, stay your ground. Concentrate on your books and your sports. Concentrate on that. Had I known my right for the church to do something. You may be, you know, yeah, I believe in my mouth. I have to go do something so I can get to this point. But I would tell that young man, don't follow that crowd. Now, recall when you were half time to do that. Right now, you need to stay focused and stay calm.
That's so true. That is so true. Was there an individual in your life that was your mentor or inspiration growing up?
If I had an uncle. I had an uncle. I had a kind of adoption. You know, believe me, I guess you be in the acting place and that you be color you saw it. He likes me a little bit, but that little guy named Harry Burns used to tell me things. He said, your father is the wrong guy. You need to become a billionaire. You don't need it. The follower, he takes a good follower to become a great leader. You don't want to worry. You don't want to put your eyes to come in to that nation. So Harry Burns, he used to take me away and talk to me mentally and show me things. He tried to keep away from that thing. But see, he was a really talented alcohol thing. He stayed away from it. He tried to keep me away from it. Trying to get that closer.
That's so true. What would be your underlying message that you would give to the youth of today?
Find yourself. Find yourself. Find that guy or that girl in the inside that won't be something. Just stick with it. Because there's so much trouble in the world, and you think you're in house school, they think they can get dead. Just what you think they're going to have to place. Yeah, just it's so important that young people have been bullied, beaten, all kind of things, suicide, drinking, drugging. If you ain't going to watch your pictures good now, if you're the same company that was all popular back then, because you're popular, but it's not doing something else, right?
That's true. That is so true. That is so true. And also, this is a question we always ask our guests, and I want you to share with the listeners your answer. They encourage and empower those that are listening. What was your lemon moment of life that you turned around and made it into the lemonade of life, and you refused to allow it to stop you or hinder you from being the person you should be? What would you share with the listeners that would help those that are there seeing and experiencing that lemon of life, but how they could turn that lemon of life into lemonade and keep going? What would it be? I know you got a many, but I'm just give me that one.
You just don't want to play my part, huh? But it's all that I do, I have God in yourself, though. once you come to terms that you have a problem, you might not be as far as drinking vanilla extract or drinking hands out of time or things of that nature, going through the box, things like that. But once it calls you, back in the past, I had 3 days on the island. People normal, people that went out drinking the bottle do not get beat up yet.
Right.
People don't have running with the law because of alcohol, you're not focusing on it, you're not being with it. So you got to take all that into consideration that people that don't do that. So you got to get yourself out of the
That's so true. That is so true. That is so true. And I'm glad that you're able to share that, that people can see somebody who you can say, look, I've been there, I've done it, and look at me now. Because if they look at your pictures on social media, there's nothing that says you ever been through all that. Nothing.
Yes, it's been a while, but I think working out and stress free, that's the way these go when you feel good. You say, I'm going to take that drink, I'm going to go get it.
Mm-hmm.
Make me feel better, go do something else. You find a new hobby. You're working on your chill tempo. You don't want to get one.
Mm-hmm.
So why not make it better?
Mm-hmm. That's so true. That's so true. Throughout the course of your life, have you had an opportunity to build a bucket list or like a list of things you would like to achieve before it's all over? And if so, what are they?
Some people don't have your help and everything in well-being. They even come for you. They think it's the guilt beaters. But then they'll come back. Either lose your mind or you'll be right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you saw the guilt beaters going to believe you, they have people walking down. Aren't even going to try. They have to be fucked. Mm-hmm. Tell everybody about it. Accountable for the action.
That is so true. That is so true. And I like how, you know, the things you're sharing now, you're helping somebody who needs to hear this. They need to hear from somebody that you've been down that road. You've lost it all. You've had the setbacks. You know what it is to go through it. And so I'm sure there might have been times you didn't listen to the advice then that you were given, but you see it now. You see the reality of the benefit of coming free from that addiction and living and enjoying your best life.
Oh, yes.
What was that day like when you realized
my, there's something, I heard you mention that a little earlier about something about how it ate the lining of your stomach. Kind of, because I want people to understand, this is what you're sharing is no joke. It's nothing to play with. And I want them to understand, it's not like cold turkey. I decide to quit, I'm going to quit. But let them understand the penance that we all pay for whatever we're addicted to that's not beneficial to our health. Kind of share where you were that very moment when you realized this is a result of my addiction that caused this setback on my health.
Okay, I was at home yesterday, I'm not saying I couldn't eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was losing weight. I couldn't eat everything I ate. I used it. Like, I heard you say, oh, I had super battery.
Mm-hmm.
So, feeling physically, the pain is feeling like hot lava was inside my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Then somebody was hot lava, somebody was here. It was just, it was painful. When I'm begging the Lord, just please make me pain to fix. Most people have done this kind of work, you know, by the bad, but they feel better. But that was one of the worst things I ever had until I was beat.
Mm-hmm.
It was painful, bad pain.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody can imagine.
Go ahead. Yes.
Swallowing a hot cold.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's what it felt like.
Oh, my goodness. Mm. Oh, my goodness. And I'm glad you shared it because you shared the importance of people need to understand. Because, you know, like a lot of times people talk about what they've been through. They don't give you the reality of what they went through as a result of going through the addiction. And people get it misunderstood. It's not a cold turkey overnight you quit. It's a process. You got to fight through it. You got to make up in your mind, I can do this. At the same time, your body's going to let you know, hey, you have affected me in an adverse way. It's like somebody go out there and light up a cigarette. They don't realize what they're doing to their lungs until later on down the line about it. Say, well, you got respiratory issues because of this tar or whatever it may be, a nicotine on your lungs.
This is great. It's all you. Oh, some people have. They want to.
Mm-hmm.
They want to. They're tired of having that, like, about you. get your income without a check. Get your help, you want to use someone to pay.
That's so true. That is so true. That is so true. And what I want to do, too, I want to give everybody a chance. I know there's people out there, they don't pay attention. You got to repeat stuff. Kind of repeat to them how they can reach you on social media for the Bitcoin, for the substance abuse counseling, because they need to talk to you. If they're out there and they're dealing with it in any shape or form, it may be some people are prescription drug addicts. Some people are drunk. Some people are they can relate to having DUIs and DWIs. They can relate to losing it all. And having a story, they need to hear your story because you make it real. You make it real. You know, some people will tell that same story, but they'll try to make it like they're their own superhero. But you make it real because you let everybody know what you went through. And you turn it around. So, sir.
I'm also on Facebook and LinkedIn.
That's it. That's it. That is awesome. I'm so glad you had a chance to come on and inspire and motivate and empower people because it's needed. And one of the things that people have to realize, it's not going to always come from church. It's not going to come from religion. Sometimes it can come from somebody like you that can say, look, I've been there. I've been there. And if you need somebody that can share what I went through, because there's power in unity. There's strength in unity. And when they can connect, especially our young males, our young men, our young youth that are out here, and they're thinking they're invincible, when in reality they're not. They need to reach out to someone like you that said, look here, I was in sports, I was out there, I was doing it, and this is what I went through, and I'm here to let you know you don't, like you said earlier, love yourself enough to do better by yourself.
That's right. First of all, self-preservation. Mm-hmm. You got to understand, biggest little sign of weakness that you reach out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Most people need it. That's why people don't go seek counseling. They say, that's a first sign of weakness. Oh, I'm not telling anybody about this, because I'm not faking it. But you do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't leave it. It's not a law of God that you cannot do it.
Mm-hmm.
You need help. Speak up, reach out to someone. It's good to talk to a counselor.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to. Because most people, they need to understand. It's a sickness. It's a disease. You're sick.
Mm-hmm.
When you usually go see, you don't see a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
When you have to be troublesome, substance abuse, drugs and alcohol,
take it. That's so true. That is so true. So true. We have a thing here on the McGurk Show that we call the Word of Empowerment as we close. It's like, seem like 30 minutes turning into 10 minutes when you're having a good time. That time always goes so fast. In your final closing remarks, what would be the Word of Empowerment you would share as we close to that listener that's out there that's listening today? What would it be in terms of one final Word of Empowerment to sum up everything we talked about today? all people from all walks of life. We thank you again, Mr. Roger Cool, and you know you're welcome back at the McGirt Show anytime.
Hey, thanks for having me. Thanks, man.